Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. Jim with the big bell.
What's up, Matthew?
Morning.
How you doing?
Good.
That's good.
You?
I'm great.
He's raring to go.
I am. For some reason, I don't know why, man. I didn't even drink coffee this morning. I'm just ready.
He's raring.
I'm ready. I think it's because I wore a brightly colored shirt, maybe. I'm just ready.
I mean, up until the mic came on, you know, it was... He was raring to go.
That was Bell and Pantera.
I know. That's a preemptive strike there, Jim.
Yeah.
As soon as the song started, he's belling over here.
I was playing the song on the bell, which is annoying as hell. But I was wearing my headphones, so I couldn't really hear it.
Play some more. Go ahead.
My hand kind of hurts. But I've lost the rhythm now. I can't do it again. I was doing pretty good for a stretch.
He was beating the hell out of it earlier.
I was.
Like he was in Dave Matthews.
I've lost it now.
Take it over this town. My heart's on fire for Elvira.
Oom Bopper.
Good morning.
Man, Malden Road stinks today, I'll tell you what.
Why is that? Did you drive through there or did you make a deposit last night?
I guess because it rained a good bit yesterday in places.
Yeah.
And it hadn't in a while before that, I guess. I don't know, man. It just is hoo-wee.
For those of you not in the area, Malden Road... famous for the old Greenville Braves Municipal Stadium, but infamous... for being where all the dookie pools are.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, wastewater treatment.
Oh, well, that.
It just smelled like rock. But, I mean, that's what happens. But, yeah, sometimes you drive by and you think it might be the strip club on 291, but then get on up towards 85. No, that's Malden Road.
Yeah, it is.
There's a trail right beside. Why would you walk on the trail?
It's a nice trail, too, man. It's real nice. You got a dog park up there where the baseball stadium used to be.
You better wear a mask.
Go G-Braves.
You just hold your breath. Yeah. The entire time. That's how people practice for marathons and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
By the Dookie pools.
Yeah. They used to have postcards of it. It's beautiful.
Sure. They did, but of the Dookie pools.
Hello, Carol.
Hello.
I just wanted to write you and say we are down here in the upstate of South Carolina. We just came here and checked out the Dookie pools.
Yeah.
Yes. Where are you coming this weekend?
There's a baseball stadium nearby. I wonder if Shoeless Joe Jackson played there. Oh, anyway, so long from the Dookie pools.
This sounds like a dated postcard.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was a postcard from the Dookie pools.
Yeah, it would be
dated
from
1913.
Long ago.
Yes.
I heard the walls about to start again.
You see young boys with fans by the Dookie pools trying to hear it out.
I hope you and Alpha are doing okay down there in Charleston. We just hanging out up here in the Dookie pools.
Yeah. Does this stink down there, West Ashley, where all that money is you live?
I thought you was going to the Bowling Springs. Well, it's next on the list. They're riding back and forth on the postcard.
It would take so long to get from one to the other back then, too.
They had to go on vacation for like weeks back then.
Yeah, you did. That's why people didn't go on vacation.
Yeah.
You
couldn't unless you were really rich.
there's a handsome hung man on a horse that comes by and grabs my mail.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
We don't even know where Malden is, but
Malden.
We know where the Dookie Pools are.
Yeah.
Up here in the upstate. Hope you and Arthur are okay.
I wonder when those were built, like how long that facility has been operational.
The Dookie Pools?
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you, I mean, imagine digging for that.
Well, like, it had, but when was that infrastructure created? You know, when were we able to do things like that?
I imagine outdoor plumbing was a big deal here in South Carolina.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially places. With the Dookie Pools.
The
world.
Oh, yeah. Mom, I'm going to go up and be governor one day. I'm going to be governor Hanky Mack.
I used to live near Dookie Pool.
Did you really?
Yeah. Then it changed into a cornfield.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about Harwell.
Oh, no. I was just growing up in trailers, Pickens County. We used to hit rocks into it, throw muscadimes into it.
Yeah, muscadimes.
The Dookie Pool.
It's fun. Whatever the hell that is.
It's all always, rocks you're skipping.
It's always green. I mean, it just really was. It was like a green film on the top.
That's I know, that pretty. Algae film.
Yeah.
That's the kind that, well, like, you'd go in there and, like, maybe not get in it all the way, but you'd wade in it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you'd come out and you'd have this green silt that went from your knee down to your feet.
Now, did you live near...
You're like half Hulk.
Near a wastewater treatment facility or, like, a septic field?
Ooh.
Or the actual Dookie Pool.
It was just the field. Like, it was off Grand Valley Road.
Yeah, like, a septic field is literally just a Dookie Pool, I think. But wastewater treatment, they get all, like, the runoff water and all the wastewater.
I think this is where all the stuff from the trailers went.
Oh, Lord.
What would I look up?
Oh, a lot of potted meat.
What is the actual business name? It's not a business. I mean, it's just it's state-ran.
It's privatized.
Is it real?
Malden was Rewild.
Are you serious?
It's a private company. Rewild operates that facility.
I'm learning more and more as I become an adult.
We've got the sites here. We've got the Dookie Pools, and then we have Oconee.
I've been over there before for work stuff one time. We had a meeting thing there.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
They got us coasters once.
About a radiothon thing.
They give you a tour?
They do good work, yeah.
Show you the before and after?
Well, the facility on the other side of the road where I was.
Did you drink out of the water fountain?
I didn't get the tour. Yeah, they had good water. Very clean.
That's some technology right there. You think about it. Like, okay, the Greeks could get water to and fro and all this, but look, they're turning Dookie water into Nine Says drinkable water and really good water.
I don't know where the water came from, though.
From all over the country, and I have to say
that's Greenville water.
We have good water here in Greenville.
We do have good water.
It's tasty.
If you've been to Spartanburg or the beach, by God, Greenville water is great.
It is great.
Is it like World of Energy where they, you know, kind of show you how stuff works?
I don't know. I was just there and we had like the sandwiches and people talked.
Looks like a blizzard machine back there that is swirling it around.
Yeah,
shows you what happens to the cartoon
turd. The time I went, all that happened was we had sandwiches and people talked about stuff.
Oh. It wasn't like the Wheels of Motion where it turned.
No.
By the end.
No. I have toured one of those facilities, though, just a much smaller one in North Carolina. It's interesting the way it works.
We got a tracker in a dump. We're going to follow it.
What do they pour into it, too?
They talk a lot about fecals, samples.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where all the COVID is, if there's any. That's what happened in Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Test all the water. Say, there's a lot of COVID in here.
Yeah, I was saying that the other day. I was like, well, wouldn't it be full of all diseases that people passed?
Anything that is communicable via such means, yes.
My God.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. That's why you don't want to swim.
So even when back in the Greenville Braves days, that the Dookie Pools, that was a privately owned business?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know when it was.
I think the people owned the Dookie Pools back then.
I don't know when it was taken over to be operated by Rewild.
Was there a hotel around the Dookie Pool, you know, that the Braves would put the visiting team in?
Yes.
Mess with them?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good.
The one that used to be nice right up off 85 and now is...
Yeah, it's... I used to do baseball card shows there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, true story.
And if you go up Pleasantburg, take a left past old Joe's Den place, you go up there and eat at Grandma's Kitchen, real good food.
Yeah.
I want to hear some old players say, I remember Greenville. Smell like Doogie.
Call Jose Alvarez. He was a pitching coach there. Is he still in the upstate?
I think he is. I think he hangs out with Marty Cleary.
I would like to interview Jose Alvarez specifically about holding your breath.
I always assumed that the visiting team would stay at like the Phoenix Inn or something.
You know, it may have been. Well, no, that's where the caravan came.
That's where you called Dale Murphy, so I figured that's where all the baseball guys stayed.
I think they kept them closer, too.
Mm-hmm.
That day, me and my buddy Kel Hall went and stalked Todd Van Poppel.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
What a weird
waste
thing.
Of time.
Well, he was 17 years old.
Yeah, that's
already
weird.
In the farm system. already calling him the next Nolan Ryan.
Of course, you're about the same age talking to him, right?
I know. That's the weird part. Uh-oh. We, like, snuck out of high school to go watch this kid pitch early at the Greenville Braves Stadium. He was playing for whoever the A's farm system was.
And then he didn't even pan out worth a damn.
No, he wasn't worth a damn.
Yeah, you wasted your time and lost your education.
Yeah, I did.
Like, now they got the players that stay with host families. You think they did that then if somebody had a young Chipper Jones staying in their extra bedroom?
No.
Not if they had a daughter. I
think goodness.
Old mullet Chipper dipping every... Chipper, yeah. Pick up your dip bottles. We'll kick you out.
There was always... Now, this is just rumor. Just rumor. There were rumors that a young Larry Jones had a girlfriend here in Greenville. And she worked for a certain Wings restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And you know my source for that, so you know that's probably 80% correct.
Oh yeah, but I mean there's obviously the one that was confirmed along the way. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well yeah. But he had a thing for this. Yeah. He's since turned into a great family man.
Oh, he's the best man. He's great. My favorite story in the world is the one where it snowed real bad in Atlanta, and Freddie Freeman from the Braves got stuck on the side of the highway.
Atlanta.
So Chipper Jones got on his 4-wheeler and went. Driving around like 4 hours through the snow on a 4-wheeler to rescue Freddie Freeman.
Right.
He's probably drinking beer. Had the most fun in the world.
Wasn't it Fatboy or somebody that we know, like, tweeted him and said, you wouldn't do that for just anybody, and he wrote back, you're right.
Yeah, well, hell yeah. I'd do that for my buddies. I wouldn't do that for hardly anybody.
You got to remember if we ever interview a former Atlanta Brave to ask them if they ever have any memories of the Dookie Pools.
Yeah.
Like, Fatboy's... long lost relative Glenn Hubbard.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you follow the lineage, y'all are related some way.
You look alike.
Glenn what about Hubbard Snake?
Came through there. Of course, if anybody knows Jose Alvarez, former Atlanta Brave, and then a pitching coach.
Do you think somebody listening knows Jose Alvarez?
Yes. Yes. The guy was or may still be a minister.
Oh, so like knows him personally, though?
Yeah.
Okay. He was living in Patterson.
Yeah, he lived in the Dirty P.
Okay.
I mean, that's a small town.
You want to interview him?
Yeah, but just about the Dookie Pool.
Oh, okay.
Another thing. I want to ask him how he had such nice teeth.
Yeah.
That guy had beautiful teeth.
He had really nice teeth.
That's just something I noticed.
Nice set on him.
Yeah.
Of teeth, I mean.
Obviously, he didn't brush with the water here.
Mm-hmm. Man. I'll tell you something.
Dookie Pools.
Crazy, I think about on the way to work a lot, and I was thinking about it the whole way here this morning.
Did you remember we have to tape episode 6 of After Hours with the Rise Guys today? We'll be here late.
I was thinking about that, too. But I was thinking about, this kind of goes with that in a way. On Tuesdays, I go home later because we do that. So I get home like an hour later. But on the way here every day, man, I drive up the highways with the same people every day. When I get on the interstate, sure, there's a few truckers and out-of-towners passing through. But generally speaking, I drive to work with the same group of people every day. And I've been driving to work every day in the same group of people for years. And I don't know any of them. And I feel like I should know the people I drive to work with every day.
There's
like,
none.
How many of them have I cussed? How many of them have cussed me?
You ever see The Ghost?
No, that was an Anderson.
That was just a one time.
Yeah, that was an Anderson.
You don't go to the same C-store on the way here? A lot of you guys hang out there?
I don't C-store it up much anymore.
Yeah, I don't either, man. I generally try to avoid them, but if I do stop, if the cool dude's truck is at the 7-Eleven, I'll stop there.
7.
Because he's always cool. And sometimes I might, if I need some, sometimes I might hit one of the 2 QTs that stop or pass by on the way.
I used to, I just plan ahead now.
Yeah.
I don't have to stop anymore. I'm not saying that dickish. I just don't have to. But there's one that I used to go to on the way. I mean, I wasn't saying it that way, but there was one that I would go to on the way, and they didn't, this is going to sound very cruel, they didn't brush away beggars very good.
Oh, yeah. That's
awesome. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It happened today.
Did it really?
Yeah, there's always somebody out there.
It's always a heart-wrenching story.
Can't you wait a couple hours to the soup kitchen open?
It's always a heart-wrenching story. And I'm like, man, I almost want to, give you a dollar for that mini Lifetime movie you just told me about.
Mm-hmm.
I like the view, too, from that parking lot.
You're reading the story?
Yeah, this was 2 weeks ago. I swear to God, it's true. He tells me this story or whatever. It broke down and la, 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 la. And I said, I don't have any cash on me. He says, I have Venmo. I was like, what? Go sell your phone.
Yeah, you have a phone.
You pay for that service. How did you get that money?
I mean, first
can't
of all,
sell the phone, then he can never get a job.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm not going to Venmo a stranger money.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I feel like they could hack into my phone somehow.
Why didn't you just give them your debit card and be nice?
Why not? Yeah, that would be the polite thing to do.
Of course.
I just give him my debit card. Make him guess that one digit.
Give him the keys to your vehicle as well.
Here you go. This is your dream come true.
You might have a reader. Old school 80s credit card swiper.
Yeah, those things are, dude.
The analog one, though, where you make the carbon copy.
Yep.
So there's this app. I don't know what the app's called. I'm not well versed in this, but there's an app that, like, you go up to somebody's phone and you, like, click them together and you, like, share something.
Yeah.
But people can do that and they don't even have to touch your phone. They just get near it and, like, click a button on there and it can, like, hack into your phone or something. Get your photos or some kind of thing. And I'm like, now you got to, like, keep your phones away from people.
You're supposed to wrap it in tinfoil.
He ain't done it.
Yeah, you are.
Really?
Yeah. It blocks all that. That's why Fatboy, when he used to have the hot tub van that he wasn't supposed to drive on his personal time, he'd put tinfoil on the GPS so they didn't know where he was when he was driving on his personal time.
I didn't know it until the guy Rogers told me to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the tinfoil with the cell phone thing, I heard that, not Weinstein, but the other one, Epstein, Epstein, whatever. He was doing that. And so was Gillon.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the
sweat hog. They were wrapping cell phones in aluminum foil so people could not track them.
Yeah.
But that's not legitimate anymore, right? They can permeate foil.
Well, I think it helps.
Russians can, but, you know, they're only in Boiling Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, she went away, didn't she?
Who's that?
Oh, G-Max. She must not have anything to offer. Maybe nothing that they didn't already have.
It takes time. They might be learning stuff, but it takes time to act on it or do anything about it.
I'm just surprised she's still alive at this point.
Yeah, well, good for her.
No, I'm glad.
For staying alive. Yeah, good for her for staying alive this long.
She's probably watching Cuties.
I hope not. I hope they don't allow her to watch that.
I saw your tweet. I did not like it because I didn't want to go on a list.
I know, man. I got people on Facebook. They're like, I don't want to talk about it.
Did you have, okay, so on Twitter, because you hashtagged it on Twitter. Cuties is this show, see, I hate even promoting it, but I want to tell everybody what you're talking about. It's this show that's getting a lot of, allegedly, I think it's more press release than anything, but all these people are canceling their Netflix because there's this show called Cuties about a dance troupe of little girls, and they end up dancing all Cardi B-ish.
Yeah, it's a twerking troupe.
Okay. And it's foul. But you tweeted about it yesterday. And what was it you said?
I haven't seen it, but it's fun to, you know, tell other people they have.
Yeah, but what did you tweet about? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I retweeted.
Okay, well, I'm not going to mention you anymore.
It's supposed to be it's a French film. It's supposed to be a commentary on the over-sexualization of girls in Western cultures especially. But they present it by doing it.
Yeah,
they present that it's this critique of the over-sexualization of young girls by over-sexualizing young girls.
Okay, so Fatboy only got two responses. Smart by everyone not responding.
Yeah, I saw it. I thought it was funny, kind of.
Fatboy says, how many times have you seen hashtag cuties? Don't lie. P1 Wicked Jeep says, I watched it from Nine's window.
That's not true. I don't have Netflix.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, that's me. Oh,
but it was funny to go on Facebook and, you know, leave a comment. Hey, did you finish watching Cuties? And then people, like, immediately delete.
Yeah.
I feel bad now because people think I canceled Netflix because of that. No, I canceled it before that.
No, that's true. He was talking mad trash about it before. Said there was nothing good on there anymore.
Just a bunch of damn reality shows.
Yeah.
Why did they even start doing reality shows? They just got into, like, I mean, pay by the month for something that just looks like a trash cable channel now.
What? Oh, Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prime Video did that too, but it's included with my Prime subscription, so that's all right. They have the show where Gary Busey's a pet judge.
What?
No, you sent that day, and I thought it was a meme. And I go, and whatever it was on, I'm like,
it's on Prime.
Crap, man, this was real.
Yeah, but it really exists, but it's like a court show where people argue about animals, but it's really fake, and the writing sucks.
And we can't get a TV show.
Right. Well, and I think it'll change once everything's opened up in 2021 and we start filming a lot of stuff again. So we'll have new things in the horizon. And maybe there's just a lull in production right now and things that are sold.
One of the things you do to get a TV show is you have to produce a pilot. I think that's a big part of it.
I know Stallman.
Without a pilot,
Stallman has his license.
Yeah, nobody's just going to show up and say, hey, you want a TV show?
No. Right,
you're talking about an initial show.
You have to produce a pilot episode of a show at the shop around. Otherwise, you don't have anything to sell.
Do we need to find a documentarian?
No.
A camera person.
We'd have to figure out a lot of stuff we don't know anything about before we could act on that.
Well, you need to, you know, produce something and have a treatment and then send it off.
Fat Boy's our producer.
Yeah. Here we go. You send him a letter and tell him what it's going to be about.
Fat Boy, your address.
Can I do it for free?
I'll send it to your vacation home at the Dookie Pools. Okay, it's Tuesday. This is a big one today. I love this show already because it's always a good payoff for everybody listening and those that need some help. It's our once-a-month all-advice show.
Oh, cheerleaders.
Yeah, right after sports with Fat Boy, after we exit out of the hole, we will open up the phone calls and answer them, and we will see what your problems are, the all-advice show. Matter of fact, you can go ahead and email theriseguys@AOL.com, put in the subject line, all-advice, and then put in a little small description of what's going on with you and a phone number to call you back at, and we'll get in touch with you. Otherwise, right after the S-hole with the F-boy, we will do all open phones all the way through the end of the show, all advice. So it's going to be a slam dunker. It's always good. Not that I want everybody to have problems, but everybody does. I mean, it wouldn't be life if you didn't, right? Like 9 today. He's late for lunch because of a second show taping.
Yeah, I don't really have any problems. But if other people do, I'm happy to help.
Yeah. All right. So those numbers to write down, or a good P1 already knows this. You'll say them along with me in your cars and trucks and in your cubicles or wherever you are. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Or you can text us as well, the CVM text line, 72341. Standard data text rates apply.
Facebook.com/RiseGuys, @TheRiseGuys on Twitter, @TheRiseGuys on Instagram. Reach out, get in touch with us, fire off a text, shoot off an email, jump on a call. Whatever you want to do.
Blast off a text. There we go. Paige?
Yeah.
What's up in the play?
Well, have you lost that love and feeling? Is the spark gone? We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Who sang that song?
I don't know.
Love and feeling. All right, I'll look it up and I'll tell you who. Elvis? All right. Maybe. Thank you for that. We'll be back right after this morning, everybody.
A 93-minute rock block starts every weekday right after the Rise Guys morning show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Come up, make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show. 93.3 The Planet.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Oh, boy. Happy Tuesday. Yeah, all right. Is. Well, half of couples in a recent study, they say it's been tough to keep the spark these past 6 months. Mm. In fact, couples with children haven't been away without them for 11 months. So they've been at home trying to stay romantic and keep it going. So half of these couples say it's been tough. And the three most common things couples have done to try to get the spark back are at-home date nights.
Ugh.
I know. It's
stupid.
Yeah, it is dumb.
Yes.
What do you mean? Watch a movie?
Yeah.
Eat some food?
I'll meet you in the kitchen. Dress sexy.
Ah, bull. That's a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Well, you should already be in there.
Send the kids to grandma's.
I hope you think me in an old Dusty Rhodes t-shirt and the same shorts I'm wearing to work is sexy.
Oh, yeah. All right. So start a new exercise routine together.
Well, you know, so dress sexy.
They do. I'll say it, you know, because we're talking about it off the air. They do the caption thing, too. When they get on Instagram and it's a couple together, the caption will say, "Hey, Alexa, play so-and-so." Like, it's stupid.
What do you mean by that, though?
Okay, say it was, say you and your girlfriend took a picture together.
Okay.
And you put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
The caption you would put up under the picture would be something like, "Hey, Alexa, play Because I Love You by Celine Dion." They'll put, like, a random song in there, but that's the caption. "Hey, Alexa, play so-and-so."
I hate them. I hate them very much.
Who started that?
I don't know.
Somebody I hate started that. I don't know who it was, but I hate them.
But everybody does it now, if you would call
it. It was started by the starving kids of Africa,
Oh, no.
I've never heard that band, but I hate them.
Mm. They probably watch Cuties, the same people that do
no,
that.
No, they're
probably.
Terrible.
They get a new album dropping.
I don't like that.
So other ideas, keep the spark going, starting a new exercise routine together. I can see how successful that is in some situations.
It's called sex.
Well, no, it's if you're actually exercising, it could be hell, because then you start the competition.
If you're having sex, right, you're exercising.
Yeah, I mean, you can't match up if you're like, you're a power lifter and she does yoga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going to work?
No, you can have some fun.
Well, or if she's like...
if she's a power lifter, like, you do yoga.
The chick the other day that called in wanting to do the OnlyFans, the fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine working out with her and you're just some old, you know.
Yeah.
Old Bigfoot.
Old us.
Yeah. Well,
what if you're a dude who likes to get choked during sex? She'd hook you up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, too far.
Well, how about if she likes to run and you're trying to keep up? That's even worse. All right.
Yeah. I got a car.
That's actually a great example. She likes to run. We get a treadmill.
I'll drive beside her.
His like, and hers.
Like Little Max Trainer.
I'd say, come on, Peloton. Come on. I'm running.
If she likes to run, I'll get a skateboard and a piece of rope.
What if she farts a lot when she works out? You don't want to be around that.
So do I.
How do you think we met?
She keeps me around so everybody thinks I did it.
Heard something, thought it was me.
Well, and some couples want to plan a trip that they'll take one day in the future, like your dream vacation, wherever that is. Someday we'll go to Hawaii or something like that.
Sure, Sunday.
Someday we will. So the average couple, they haven't been away from their kids, and I guess it's killing the romance. What are you going to do? I mean, you just got to be positive and try to make things fun.
Yes, remain positive throughout everything.
And try to, have a romantic rendezvous in the closet away from the children. That's all you can do.
Oh, my God. You have to have a walk-in.
Yeah.
You have to have a bend-over closet.
or get you one of those nice master bathrooms that has a little closet where the toilet lives.
Yeah.
And then just go in the closet within the bathroom, lock both doors.
They're going to hear us, though. Let's go to the attic, then.
No hair.
Pull a Griezmann. Fall through the roof.
Fall through on them.
Bring your fiddle. Let's go to the roof.
There you go.
Old Diddler on the roof.
That's, as an adult and as a person with bills, you should not have to sneak around your house. Now, you don't want to do it right in front of the kids, obviously, but that's when you take a bath together. You take a shower together. Bath is probably not the best idea.
This is where I have a problem with kids, because you have to buy all their food for them and all their clothes for them and pay their bills and support them. True. But at the same time, they dictate to you what you can do in your own house. If you have kids, like you work for them.
They'll call DSS,
too. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I got too much power.
Yeah.
Or they'll get a divorce from you.
Yeah, they'll be emancipated.
Yeah,
which is like, oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it just seems like you have to do everything for them, and then it makes it so you can't do stuff you want to do in your own time at your own house. Like, you can't walk around naked watching horror movies some certain times because they might be awake.
A lot of them still don't wipe good, and you got to wash their clothes.
Ah, well, it just mix them in with mine, it'd be fine.
He's talking about husbands.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about 37-year-old me.
Yeah, that is awful. That is all. But that's when it's good to have, we sit here and, they're always on their phones with their headphones on. That's sometimes when it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's sometimes when you want to buy them the premium headphones where they won't hear nothing.
Yeah, you don't just want them to have buds. You want them to have over-ear headphones, stereo monitors.
There you go.
Mom's fine.
Oh, yeah.
She's fine.
Yes, she's
Dad, is mom
singing.
Okay? She's fine.
Taking big lots.
She does that when she laughs. She's
laughing.
She's
gasping for breath. That's her move. She loves it.
Boy. All right. Well, Jason Momoa is so sexy that even...
That
even animals are turned on by him. Particular, this case was a horse. So there's a book coming out next month called Fire Cannot Kill a Dragon, Game of Thrones and the Untold Story of the Epic Series.
Daddy, mom's choking. I know. Get out of here.
So it covers the whole series. And there is an interesting story that was when they were shooting the original pilot. So there was another actress that was involved and was cast as Daenerys. And that was Tamsin Marchant, who...
yes.
Who worked on other shows. And then she was replaced by Amelia Clark. But as the story goes.
Is she attractive? I don't know, but I don't have to Google it. But is she hot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're equivalent all... to his hotness? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely. But, all right, so Jason Momoa and Tamsin, they were naked and having sex, as you know, in that when Daenerys and Call, they marry, and it's like this very primal. They get married.
I didn't finish. I've only seen where she's carting around that egg and protecting it.
They get married, and then they're like their marriage sex is kind of, it's very primitive.
So where's the bestiality with the horse?
Well, no bestiality with the horse. The horse was watching them, and then somebody started to laugh. The video guy started to laugh because the horse was getting aroused and visually excited by watching these two.
It was a boy horse?
Yes.
Oh.
And, well, you know, he was engorged, to say, in the other regions.
So that's fun.
Very, very distracting, the size of the horse. So,
I've never seen a female horse's parts.
You know, right when Nine said that, I was like, that's a good question to ask because you just assume that, a horse is engorged or aroused. But, yeah, I'm going to Google it right now for us.
I've been in a steeplechase. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just go to Tryon and wait till the wind to blow.
You'll see him.
So, the original pilot was so bad that it had to be reshot, and then they made the changes to replace Tamsin with Amelia Clark, and the rest was history.
Yahoo.
Oh, my God.
Yahoo's like, hey, one person used this right now.
You know, why did I use it?
I don't know why you did that search.
We got
that's
one.
That's an important thing about Googling is you have to realize what you're Googling.
Be careful.
You have to think about what else that means.
You may fall in a rabbit hole. All right, then. So
somebody did.
The rest is history. So next month, the book is coming out.
Get off my Facebook.
Yes. Fat Boy has great ideas.
Okay, so if you're ever out on a pasture, Fat Boy, it's right under the tail.
Mm-hmm.
Right under the tail.
That's the one right beneath the tail.
Generally.
God, it's huge.
A region.
Well, that particular one. They only show off the best ones on here.
Okay. Nothing but the best.
All right.
There's the opposite if you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige. And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, let me sign out of Paige's Chrome. Thank you, Paige.
Get off my Chrome.
All right, Flabba, what is up in the sports hole?
I mean, we just wrapped up week one of the NFL, and the NFL is already pissed. They're saying, hey, you coaches, you better comply with COVID regulations.
Wow.
So I'll tell you who's in some hot water because they didn't wear their mask.
Mm.
Last night's football games kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Were they masked up?
A couple coaches, you know, are like giving the thumb and the fist to the mask.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll find out about masks next in football. Good morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet
Rocks. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
The NFL's got a mask policy in place. Coaches got to wear the masks. And players wear them usually when they're on the sidelines. They wear those gator things, you know, the little thin little sheets you put over your face.
If you have any kind of facial hair, they suck butt.
Yeah.
They get them all going. You take that thing off, you end up having a mustache like Salvador Dali. It's crazy looking.
Aren't they the least effective of the group? Those little gators?
It's what they say.
Well.
But, you look dumb when you pull it down.
Yeah, you do.
You got some opposites here because some coaches – aren't wearing the masks, and you got coaches like Andy Reid who wears the face shield that gets fogged up.
Oh, yeah, then he can't read his play sheet because he's just looking at fog.
Oh, no.
They showed Andy Reid Thursday night, and it was kind of dreary in Kansas City anyway,
mm-hmm.
but his face shield's fogged. You can't even see his face.
He's like a little terrarium on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Plus, he already plants growing on his eyelids.
He already wears glasses up under it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was tired of fooling with it. But the Sean McVay says most likely – this memo is about him. It doesn't say how much they're going to fine coaches what. Here's a picture of Sean who just wears it around his chin.
Oh, yeah. They don't like that.
A lot of people wear it up under the nose. I see that in, like, everyday life.
All the time. Yeah. I also see people, I mean, you know, stores have up signs saying you have to wear one. People, they don't care. They're not. Nobody says anything if you don't.
Nope.
It's like, how can they enforce it?
Because you've seen the people online, the stories from several months ago. The guy tried to enforce it, ends up getting shot.
No, you can't. Yeah. You can't enforce it.
No.
Usually, you got a lady working the door at big box retailer, and you got these dudes coming in with no masks. What are you gonna do,
dude? Lotto has a armed security guard on staff now. I don't, or maybe they have all along. I've just recently started going there.
Give him a discount and pay.
Lotto. Little, I don't know how to say it. I'm embarrassed to ask anyone working
Lidl.
There.
Lidl.
How do you know that though?
I shopped there.
Have you asked someone?
Yes.
Okay.
I've heard it enough times in advertising contacts as Lidl.
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 I bought this shirt there.
I'm just kidding.
Lidl, the higher end Aldi.
Oh, is that what it is? I've never been.
It's my opinion of it. It's high end Aldi.
Okay. They have good produce.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Big Ten met. No vote yet. Don't know if one's coming soon, but they kind of seem like especially the parents of Big Ten football players, seem like a bunch of crybaby, bitch babies.
Crybaby?
Like, okay, you're not going to play, most likely, but quit suing people. I want to play football.
That's the parents of a lot of athletes of that caliber.
Because they love
people
it.
People got some money, and they got some time, and they're really passionate. And oftentimes misguided.
Well, if they have money, they should give the scholarships to people who can't get it. You know what I mean?
Well, you mean people that aren't talented, don't have skills?
Yes, those people. Those people. I can identify with that.
Yeah, does Trevor Lawrence necessarily need a full ride to Clemson? He's got one.
Like, what
could probably afford that.
What do they do? Do you know?
I think his dad's in construction, I believe. Real tall guy.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen him.
But you're probably right. Even if he walked on, you know.
Yeah.
Even if you could make money now, right? Somebody pay for his ride.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, man, model this underwear. We'll pay for your college.
Model this underwear. Jim Palmer had that ride. Jockey paid for his whole college education.
Mm-hmm.
Where are these BVDs?
Legs paid for Namath.
Oh, yeah, they did. Two G's.
Mm-hmm. Legs with two G's, yeah.
Normally, you know, don't talk a whole lot of baseball because it sucks. But this is pretty big. Albert Pujols hit his 660th career home run.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Tied with Willie.
Mm-hmm. Say hey, kid.
Fifth all time.
Yeah. Good Lord.
He's going to get the better of Willie and A-Rod, too, most likely.
He ain't going to touch Hank, though. No.
Man, it's tough because I don't know if Pujols plays every day. And what? He's got to be 42, 43 at least. He's up there.
The fingers are about to tell us.
I don't remember how old he is. He's around 40.
He was one of the first 10-year deals, and that's almost up. So he lived it up.
Yeah, he's 40.
Damn. What's the guy, maybe 4 or 5 years? Well, DH'ing in the American
before
League.
Before he dies or before he should retire?
First career dies.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, he hit 23 last year. He's hit 4 already in the abbreviated season this year.
Like, nobody, you know, thinks of Tomei as hitting as many home runs as he did.
Grounds into more double plays than anybody in history.
God.
Yeah, I mean, he could – if he plays another 2 or 3 years, he could potentially tack on another 50 to 75.
Yes, but not 95.
Probably not. No. Yeah, no.
I mean, he might do that in a year.
What did Bonds end with, 782?
Oh, I can't remember. But they all count.
Pujols hasn't hit 30-plus since he was 36.
Home run king, Bonds.
But he could always, I mean, the way they've been flying out this year, he could always get hot and have a 30 home run season.
It's true.
He could. That's it, man. We didn't even have time to talk about John Wall throwing up gang signs in a video.
Oh, no.
And holding up the red bandana.
Who's he play for?
Washington.
I thought so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's going to kick off the once-a-month all-advice show. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Call in with your problems. If we don't have the advice for you, we'll find someone listening who does. Problems, work problems, relationship problems, family problems.
Anything you need or want advice about.
Problems in general. 1-800-774-0093. We'll do it. We'll kick it off right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
But I listen to it as much as possible every day as I'm going into work.
You can't complain with them.
Man, they're the best.
Phony phone calls are hilarious.
They have a good show.
I sweat when I laugh at these guys. They make me laugh so hard.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.